The Humble Entrepreneur Podcast, my personal take on life and business by Robert Terry. Since 2005, I've been the co-owner of Nationwide Ventilation Limited, installing commercial kitchen ventilation. We've worked for the biggest names in the industry, including KFC and Taco Bell. The podcast gives you an insight into my journey and learnings along the way. Available on iTunes and Stitcher.
Right, hey guys, Rob Terry here. Right, this is obviously going to be repurposed live for the Humble Entrepreneur Podcast, but always do it as a video first so that you guys get double bubble in terms of value for money for the content. So, seven signs that you're undercharging in your business for a product or service. Now, don't get me wrong, we are, at the beginning, we are all far too guilty of undercharging for our products and service. We're all guilty of it, we've all done it, and to a degree, we're probably still doing it now. I pretty much guarantee that you can hike your prices by 5 to 10% now, today, without having to add any extra value, anything else, just because you're charging too little money for your product, your service, whatever it may be you are doing, whatever it may be that you are selling. Now, trust me, people will not bat an eyelid at a 5 to 10% price increase unless you are very toppy in the first place anyway. I mean, we in the ventilation business, we've always done yearly incremental increases. We always increase by a minimum of 5% per year in the ventilation business, purely because that just keeps track of things like inflation and stuff like that. But at the moment, because supply and all these things going on since Brexit, since COVID, all those kind of things is going crazy. So at the moment, stainless steel prices for us in the ventilation business have gone up like 75 to 80%. So we've passed that on straight away anyway. But I can guarantee that there are so many people out there that are still undercharging for their product or service, even if their prices, raw material prices or whatever the prices maybe have gone up to themselves. So there's seven signs that I think are fairly key and that are fair giveaways that tell you that you are undercharging for your product, your service. So we'll go through them. Number one, it's really quick, it's easy and it's simple. And that is that nobody ever questions your quotes. People just accept it. They go, yeah, sure, that's fine. They never asked any questions. They never asked for anything. They never request a breakdown of it. They never want discounts on it. And people are just, they love getting your quote. They're so happy that, yeah, that's great, straight away. Trust me, if nobody is ever questioning your quote, you are very much towards the bottom end of your market in what you should be doing. So if nobody's questioned your quote in the last year to 18 months, 2 years, get straight in. Go 10% straight away. Trust me, you will get away with increasing by that amount with absolute ease and no problems at all. And trust me, we are all worried about it. We all have that fear that if we don't get the work, is it going to be too expensive to get the work? Well, you can always offer a discount. If you suddenly do come in and you are too expensive, you can always offer a discount, take 5% off or whatever it may be. But if nobody ever questions your quotes and they haven't done in the last 2 years, 18 months, whatever it may be, trust me, you are well and truly undercharging. Likewise, people may down. So sometimes we get asked for like a breakdown of a quote. Oh, that sounds a bit toppy, a bit expensive. What's the split between materials? What's the split between labour? What's the split? So if people are not asking them sort of questions, you are most definitely undercharging for your product, your service, whatever it may be. So that's number one. Nobody ever questions your quotes. It's really simple. If people just accept them, you are charging too little. Now, number two is you are completely and utterly run off your feet with work, but you cannot afford to get anyone to help you. There's just simply not enough money left. You're working yourself to the bone, but there's just simply not enough money left at the end of the month for you to get somebody else in or to even outsource. I'm a firm believer in the easy way to grow your business is to outsource things until you get to such a point where you actually need to employ people to do it. So if you are completely flat out, you are completely run off your feet, but there's still no money left in the pot come the end of the month, then for you to help, get some help, or even, like I say, just sub some things out or make some things easier, your prices are too low. Or you need to change something else. Could be that your raw materials are too high or anything like that, but you are simply just charging not enough money for that product or service. You should easily be able to make a good margin. I mean, simple stuff is a third of your money should go on materials if it's manufacturing, a third of it should be on the labor, and a third of it should be on profit. So it's very simple ratios like that you should be working to. And if you are doing that, you will have enough money to cover the extra labor for getting somebody in. So if you haven't got enough money at the end of the month to pay somebody to help you out, then you are not charging enough for your products or service. So get up in the prices, or like I say, minimum 10%, guys. Start with 10%, go from there. So number two is you run off your feet, but you can never afford to get anyone to help you. So that's number two, nice, simple, and easy again. Number three, really quick and easy and simple, your prices have never changed in the last 18 months, 2 years, or even more. In most industries, most people, they incrementally increase their prices, even if it's just by a small amount, to keep track with things like inflation, increasing labor prices, whatever it may be. But if you've left your prices flat for too long and you've not been tracking with the market, you're going to have to review your fees. We, like I say, we always review our fees annually, not just ventilation business, we do the maintenance business, we do property, again, property, we always give, like the rental properties and things like that, we always look towards a sort of 3%, 5% increase, particularly at the moment, because inflation at the moment is going to start going crazy with this, what we've got coming up, and everything like that. Inflation is just going to start going through the roof. So you need to at least increase annually, even if it's just to keep track with inflation, guys. So if your prices, if you haven't put them up, and trust me, there are people out there. I was talking to somebody the other day, a gas fitter, actually, and he hasn't increased his hourly rate in 5 years. He is still charging what he was. We're now 2021, so he's still charging what he was in 2016 in terms of his hour rate. He's not put 50p an hour in, pound an hour, nothing. He has just kept it static. So if your price has been flat and never changed in that period of time, you've got to be looking at upping it again. Like I say, guys, 5%, 10% minimum, I would say. Go straight for it, and trust me, I bet people will not blink an eyelid. They would not even hesitate. So that's number three. You've never increased your price in the last 2 years plus. Right, number four, you are overbooked. When business is booming and there's clients coming out your ear holes, and you haven't got time to raise your prices, trust me, if you are so stacked out to that degree, and like I say, with them other things, you haven't got them like people like never question it, anything like that, you are given such good value for money that people are just going to snap your arm off to get the work. So if you are completely and utterly flat out and overbooked all of the time, constantly, you may have a couple of these other factors. I mean, it may be that it's not just one of these 7 points that I'm going through. You may have a number of them going across the board, and some of them do kind of link in together. So nobody ever questions your quote, for example, and you are completely overbooked all of the time. Again, it's clear signs that nobody's ever questioned it. When was the last time you had a quote turned down? So if you are completely overbooked and you are completely stacked, business is booming, you've got no room to take on new clients, then trust me, you are charging too little. Again, get straight in, prices up 5%, 10% minimum, or up them to a point where you are subbing the work out to somebody so that you are growing off the back of a subcontractor. Really easy way, quick, simple way to grow your business. So that's number four. You are completely overbooked all the time and you cannot afford to take on new clients. Right, number five, you will always get this to a degree, but clients that do not treat you as well as they should. When you get clients that think they're paying you peanuts, they treat you like shit. They take you for granted. They would drop work on you last minute. They would do all kinds of things. They would just generally treat you as if you are a mug punter, as Conor would say. They will be speak to you. They won't pay you on time. All of those kinds of things. So if clients are not treating you as well as you want to, you need to look at up your prices. They don't see your personal value, so they feel free to piss around with you and fuck you around, which is not what you want to be doing. You want to be getting, yes, give good value for what you're doing, but you don't want to be having the piss taken out of you for what you're doing. And to be fair, in the kind of marketplaces, generally speaking, if you are dealing with the bottom end of your marketplace, you are going to be dealing with the people that are going to fuck you around, they're going to piss you around, and they're going to mess you about. So if the clients are not treating you as well as they should do, or as well as you want to, you are probably charging too little for your product, your service, and you're at the bottom end of that. So upping your prices will get you a better class of clientele. And it will also get you more money for what you're doing. And trust me, if you are getting treated better, the chances are you're going to be spending less time fuck-assing around, sorting these guys out, so that you've got more time to spend on clients that will treat you well, guys. So that's number five. The clients don't treat you as well as they could do, should do, or you want them to. So number six, it's a simple one. This is really easy. People do actually tell you that your prices are too cheap. We don't often get that in the ventilation business because we are quite at the high end of it. But other certain things, we have had people turn around and say, you're too cheap. Oh, you're really affordable, cheap. That kind of makes you think that you're sort of at the other end of the lower end of the market. So if people are actually telling you, and people will do that, I've done it to people as well. I've turned around to guys and I've said, look, they've come back, they've given me a price or something. I've said, look, are you really sure that I'm going to get what I want out of this because you are a lot cheaper than anybody else? Now, if people are telling you you're too cheap, what are you going to do? You've got to put your prices up. It's as simple as that. It's people will do it, and people do often do it. Don't get me wrong, everybody loves to get a bargain. People want to get something on the cheap. They want to get it for a bargain price, whatever. But if you are getting that, more often than not, you need to be looking at putting your prices up, guys, and don't be afraid to do it, because providing you are giving fair value in exchange for the price or the fee you are charging for your project, for your product or service, people will pay it. People are willing to pay it. So that's number six, people telling you they're cheap. And trust me, there are people out there that will do it. If you are too cheap, you will be getting people turned around saying, you are too cheap, it is too cheap. I've done it myself. I've turned around to people and said, look, put a bit more on it. Make sure I'm going to get the service, the product, what I am actually working for, well, what I'm paying for. Really do put a little bit more on just so that you get a bit more out of it. I get a bit more, knowing the fact that you are going to be willing to put that extra bit in for me. So if people are telling you too cheap, you're too fucking cheap, put your prices up. Right, number seven, the basic, simple, easy one. Come the end of the month, there's no money left in the pot for you. You can't afford to pay the mortgage. You can't afford to pay the bills. Now, I always get this when people are starting up, we can't afford to pay yourself. Bullshit. If you cannot afford to pay yourself when you do a startup business, there is no point in you being in business. Trust me, you need to cover your base costs first of all. So if there is no money left at the end of the month for you to be covering your base costs, now by base costs, I mean your standards of living, your cost of living, your mortgage, your rent, whatever it may be. If there is no money left in the end of the pot come the end of the month to be paying yourself a decent salary, then the chances are you are just simply not charging enough for the product or the service. And I know that I get that there's always going to be people out there saying, oh, well, I'm charging this amount for my thing. Other people are doing it for that amount. Well, that's great for the other people, but that is not fucking you. You need to be charging what you are worth. You need to be accepting and understanding your own value. And this is what I always say to people. When you understand your own personal value of things, you will stop undercharging. You will stop giving discounts, because people do. People think it's all too easy to just give them things away at a cheap price just to get the work or whatever, but you're probably better off hanging on and actually getting somebody that's willing to pay a bit more for the product, the service, whatever it may be that you're giving, for them to actually use, so then you're all earning out of it. So that's the seven things that are key signs that you are undercharging for your product, your service. So number one, nobody ever questions your quotes. Number two, you run off your feet, but you can never afford to hire anyone to help you. Number three, your prices have been static for the last 2 years plus. Number four, you're completely overbooked. Business is booming and you can't take on new clients. Number five, your clients don't treat you as well as they should do. Number six, people tell you you're too cheap. And number seven, there is never any money left in the bank at the end of the month. They are seven key danger factors that you are not charging enough for your products or your service, or that you should simply just be putting your price up. It may be that you do cover things. Come the end of the month, there's plenty of money left in the bank. You've got all your bills met, all of those kind of things. It doesn't mean you should still give stuff away cheaply. You owe it to you to be charging the right price for it. So I guarantee it, every single person, every single business out there now, you can go up and you can put your price up by 5 to 10%. And most of the customers will not even blink an eyelid, guys. So I hope that's been helpful for you guys. Obviously, this will be on the Humble Entrepreneur. So if you're listening on the podcast, please do share the podcast with anybody else that you think could be benefit from it, because we all know people that are charging too little for their product, their services. So please do share it. Please do let other people know to tune in and listen to it, guys. Right, going to leave you all to it, and I shall catch you all later on. Cheers, guys. Bye.
Remember, folks, stay humble and let your success talk for you.
See you later. I think we have to go.